Shalom, this is Eli Rothberger from Gizel Passaic Clifton. We're continuing our Daf Shavua Insights to the Daf series. Today's shir is on Maseches Sota Daf Ches, and the topic is, it all measures up. One of the early concepts that we learn about as children going through Chumash is the idea of Mida Keneged Mida, where Hashem either rewards or punishes a person based on the way that they act. One of the earliest examples found by Chazal occurs in Briyas HaOlam. When we look at the sky, we're able to notice the obvious difference between the sun and the moon. However, the Pasuk in Sefer Bereishis tells us something fascinating. When the two of them were created, the Torah says, "Vayas Elokim mishnei me'arosa gedolim." Hashem created the two big lights, seemingly telling us that both the sun and the moon were on equal footing. However, if you look a little further in the Pasuk, we see something a little contradictory. The Torah says, "Es ha'ma'or ha'gadolim shelas hayom." After the two big lights were created, the bigger one was designated to go ahead and rule during the day. And the smaller one, the was designated to rule in the night. Along with the kochavim. This is a contradiction within itself. The pasuk starts with the word Shnehame Arosa Gadolim. Both lights are big. Ends with the words, telling you that one light was big and one light was small. How is this possible? So Chazal tell us in Chulin there was a discussion that took place during creation. The Yareach comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the following title. Amar L'Yareach Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam. Efshar L'Shnei Melachim She'yishtamshu B'Keser Echad. Is it possible to really have two kings sharing the same crown? In other words, is it possible to have one sky with two giant lights? No, there should only be one big light. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees this and says, Moon, Yareach, you're saying beautifully. I'll tell you what. Amar lo, v'chiyu ma'ati yisatzmech. Therefore, you should go ahead and make yourself smaller. Boy, did Hashem give it to the moon. The moon asked inappropriately that the sun should be made smaller. So what happened is Hashem made the moon in turn smaller. But if you think about it, there seems to be somewhat of a theological issue that one can raise when discussing Mida Keneged Mida. It sounds like it's a concept of tit for tat. You do this and you get that. You try to be mean, how is Hashem going to zing you? This brings about an idea that Hashem is kind of dealing with sinners, and tzaddikim in the converse, the way that we deal with people. You act nicely, you're treated nicely. You act not nicely, you don't treat it nicely. You read the Mishnah, you get a candy. You don't read the Mishnah, you don't get a candy. We could talk about this for children. We're going to talk about this for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Brings about a sort of pettiness that we're uncomfortable attributing to the Ribono Shel Olam. The Sefer HaChinuch further adds another difficulty in understanding Mida Keneged Mida, and that's the following. In Mitzvah Kuf Ayin Aleph, he writes, Lo chena inyan eitzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is not like this when dealing with Hashem. Chalila, heaven forbid. Ke'enim HaKadoshem Baruch Hu. Hashem does not contain Keim Tova V'Chesed V'Rachmim La'olam. God only acts in a merciful way. U'Bechol Esu V'Chol Shah, every time and every situation, Tovo Muchan El Kol HaRoy L'Kablo. His good is ready for people to receive it. And Hashem never sleeps, never rests. He's always ready to do good. So we believe everything Hashem does is l'tova. So how can we go about and say that a person is punished for the bad that he does? So the truth of the matter is, there are two explanations or two approaches in Mida Keneged Mida. One brought down by the same person. The other brought down the Maharsha, that I would like to share with you. First, we'll share the Maharsha for the Sefer HaChinuch. We'll support it by echoing the idea with a similar concept mentioned in Netziv and Chumash. And then, we're going to show it even further with a comment by the Ramban in his Sefer Emun and Bitachon. So let's get right away to the Sefer HaChinuch, and here's what the Sefer HaChinuch writes. HaKavana Lomar, the intention of Mida Keneged Mida is the following. Through the actions of a person, im latova im lahefet, whether for good or whether the opposite, yitach in the kabbalah sagamul, it's conceivable to receive a reward. In the way that you think, in the way that you act, the dugmaso mamish timashech alav habracha olam. Mida Keneged Mida is not a punishment. Mida Keneged Mida is a natural consequence of your actions. Somebody does something good, the consequence is something good is achieved. Something does something bad, you're going to see a consequence is something bad is achieved. Look at the following mashal that the Sefer Chinuch brings down. I'm going to paraphrase it a little bit. I'm not going to go word for word, but he does bring down this idea in the next paragraph. Let's say there are two people who are traveling on the road. They came to a fork. One side was a long, straight path. The other was shorter, but full of rocks, thorns, and branches. The first person takes the long, straight path, and he makes it there unscathed. The second one goes through the path with the thorns, and he comes out with scratches, his clothes are a little bit ripped, definitely all dirty from the rocks and that he tripped. Now, you're going to tell me that the person's being punished? No, he's not being punished. There's no onesh that if you walk into a branch and it scratches you, you're being punished for it. Rather, that's the metzias. You choose to walk this way, and the consequence is you're going to get hurt. If you walk in a thorn, you're going to get scratched. Similarly, if you're going to get into an avera, yeah, you're going to be harmed. Then the Tziv takes it a little further when he discusses the brachos and kolos and the tochacha in the beginning of Parshas Bichukosai. The Tziv wants to know what's this whole idea about schar va'onesh. And he explains, Elis ha'kavona d'yesh l'sdas, they should know, t'schar va'onesh shal ha'mitzvos. When we talk about schar and onesh by mitzvos, enam kigzeiras ha'melech. It's not like just the king makes a decree. Shetoli b'daito u'ritzono, that depends on his intentions and his thoughts. B'chol shah, every time. Lasos kemosh legal chafitz, do whatever he wants. Ella, it's rather kidvar harofe hamazir hasa'adam, like a doctor who goes ahead and warns a person, mimam achalim elu, for not to eat certain food, sheyaziku, that will harm him. She'ena dovar toli b'ritzono, it's not that, like, you know, it's up to the doctor. Ella modia mashenasa b'briya satev, he's going to explain what happens. In other words, if there's a guy who's got a peanut allergy, and they go ahead and eat a whole thing of Reese's peanut butter cups, and they get sick, it's not like he's getting punished by the doctor, but the doctor says, don't do it, and you're going to get sick. Lamaisa, for his person, he went ahead and did it, and he got sick. It's not that way of an onesh. The same thing is true with the mitzvos and averos. Kach nos to me abori yisparach, she yischar v'onesh toloi b'kiyum anu b'bitulon. That there's going to be schar for those who do it, and there's going to be an onesh for those who do averos. That's exactly what we're talking about over here. We're not saying that, oh, Hashem is punishing because he's upset at you, Hashem is rewarding because he's happy with you. But no, this is the consequence of the action. In the same way that a person who's allergic to a food, it eats it, he's getting sick, it's not that the doctor is punishing him. It's also like this. You've made your choice, and this is what was built into the Teva. And the idea, of course, is this. When a person realizes that doing certain things is harmful for himself, ultimately, he's going to use it to choose to do the right thing. And an example of the right thing being done, mida keneged mida, can be learned out by the words of the Ramban as he describes the avos. The Ramban writes that we know that each of the avos had a certain mida that was attributed to them. Avram was known for the midah of chesed. Yitzhak, he was known for the midah of gvura, strength. Yaakov was known as then for the midah of emes, or truth. How do these midahs come about? So the way the Ramban explains is that each of their actions, specifically or separately, Avram's behavior, Yitzhak's behavior, and Yaakov's behavior, led to each one of them excelling in these midahs. Mida kenegan mida, that was the attribute that was most attributed to them. That's where they succeeded most. What do I mean? So the Torah tells us at the end of Parshas Vayera, Vayital Eshel Be'er Sheva. One of the things that Avram did was he planted an Eshel in Be'er Sheva. What's an Eshel? So there's a machlokus in the Gemara, in Sota, a little bit later on. Some say it means a field, some say it's a tree. Either way, Avram used this particular Eshel in order to go ahead and provide food and drinks for his guests, a place for them to sleep. And because Avram went ahead and did all this, he was rewarded with the idea of chesed and the attribute of chesed to him. Yitzhak, we know, underwent a tremendous act of gvura. Going ahead and allowing yourself to be tied onto the Mizbeach, that takes a tremendous amount of courage. And the reward that Yitzhak got for his courage was that he was able to excel in this midah of gevurah. What's rare is Yaakov see his emes. So the Ramban writes, the emes comes from the promise that Yaakov made in the beginning of Parshas Vayetze. Yaakov offered up to Hashem that he was going to give one-tenth of his earnings to Hashem. What did Yaakov end up doing? So the Ramban says, if you look at Yaakov carefully, we know that he did have 12 sons, but Menashe and Ephraim are also kind of considered to be part of his children. As it says, Ephraim and Menashe, Kiruvin of Shimon Yuli. They also became Shvatim. So what happened? What happened is, when it came to Yaakov, Yaakov had four wives. Each of those wives had a Bechor. Those Bechoros, were designated to Hashem because, you know, each Bechor was designated to Hashem. But what does Yaakov do? Yaakov goes ahead and takes one of the 10 remaining children, Shevet Levi, and he offers it to Hashem as a special, special Shevet. Keeping this in mind, we see that Yaakov kept his promise in terms of giving one-tenth to Hashem. Once he kept his promise and he showed the Midah of Emes, so therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu went ahead and showed the Midah of Emes back to Yaakov, and that's how Yaakov was known as the Ish Emes. So we see again, by acting a certain way, that's what you get. The actions are a result of what we call the Midah Keneged Midah, the quote-unquote rewards and punishments, are not something punitive, but rather it's a natural consequence of doing something good leads to something good. Doing something bad leads to something bad, and it's up to this to motivate a person to do the right thing. That's how the Sefer Chinuch explains the idea of Midah Keneged Midah. The Marsha has a different approach. The Marsha writes in Maseches Megillah on the Gemara Daf Lamed Alfam Beis. Mash Amr Chazal Shekadosh Baruch Hu Mishalim Ben Mida Sheadam Mamodeid Haonish Kein HaAvera Sheasa. That the punishment is similar to the avera that he did. And why is this? Mitam Sheyeda HaAdam, that a person should know Shlo Ben Mikra Balo Haonish Bishvil Avera Zo Kein Haonish Sheasa. That a person should know that his onish that he receives is not in vain. There is no just happenstance over here. The fact that your onesh is similar to the crime that you did, it reminds you and alerts you to the fact, oh, I did something wrong, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to show me what's wrong, so that ultimately I could learn to do the right thing. We see over here, onesh is not a direct consequence of your actions. However, there is a punishment involved. But this punishment, the goal is not punitive. That would be cruel and ungodly. Rather, there's a chesed in every single onesh that was given. Every onish that you're given is a learning opportunity, and it is to show us and to teach us what we did was wrong and what can we learn from it. Let's see how the Mishnah formulates it. The Mishnah gives a couple of examples. I'll just give you two or three of them. It says, "He kishdas atzma le'avera," she adorns herself to do an avera with this person. "Hamakom nivla," Kadosh Baruch Hu declares that she becomes disgusting. "He gilsa atzma le'avera," she uncovers herself. "Hamakom gilosa," Hashem has her uncovered. "B'yerech ischila ba'avera tchila v'acharkach habeten, l'fichach tilka hayerech tchila v'acharkach habeten." The sin starts in the thigh area, and that's where the punishment comes. Again, people realize everything is literally meted out, measure for measure, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to show the person, wants to show the sota, what she did wrong, so she can learn from it and to confess. And the Gemara further on the bottom of Ches and Beis brings down the Brisa, which stretches on to Daf Tes, which goes through all kinds of different aspects. The aspects of, let's say, for example, she braids her hair to look beautiful, so her hair is uncovered. She goes ahead and feeds him the finest wines and the finest food, and therefore her carbon that she brings is not beautiful. It has to be made from animal food. She gives him from beautiful utensils, therefore it's got to be from a Kli Charis. We see over here, all these things are being done to her to show that she made a huge mistake, and hopefully she can learn from those mistakes and become a better person. And that's what the idea of Midah Keneged Midah is. It's not a contradiction of a Kadosh Baruch Hu doing something bad, but rather, even the bad by a Kadosh Baruch Hu, because it's there to teach us. It all measures up, and it reminds us that everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu is there is good. It's up to us to learn and look for it and to see the good in all the situations that we have and what can we learn from. And by doing so, it will help us become better people, learning from our mistakes and making the right choices in life. Kol Tov.